And in a moment, we'll hear what U.S. officials are saying about the secret prisons. First, NPR's Rachel Martin has been tracking the response in Europe.
There's been mounting concern in Europe since 2001 over the CIA's use of what's called extraordinary renditions to detain suspected terrorists. Now, with the recent allegations that the CIA is using European airports to transport detainees and the reports of so-called black sites in Poland and Romania, European leaders are calling for answers. Franco Frattini is the Justice Commissioner for the European Union.
Fatti di questo tipo.
It's absolutely clear that such facts would represent, if they really happened, a serious infringement of the principles of the European Union, as well as of the laws of EU member states, which punishes such facts.
Frattini asked Poland and Romania if such black sites existed in their countries. Both countries denied the allegations, although some Polish officials have not dismissed the possibility. Richard Czarnecki is the Polish representative to the European Parliament.
I think that the probability that the presence of CIA was in Poland, I understand that the United States must have instruments in fights with terrorists. But we must know about every activities of our American friends in our country.
But that answer doesn't satisfy many members of the European Parliament, like Sarah Ludford from Great Britain.
If the CIA really has tried or succeeded to have these facilities in Eastern European states, then I think it would make the EU, frankly, a laughing stock if we are unable to find out that there's absolutely no truth in it, or we look as if we can't be bothered to find out if there's any truth in it.
Individual countries have launched their own investigations into the CIA's renditions. Prosecutors in Spain have filed a report accusing the CIA of using an airport in Mallorca during the alleged kidnapping of a German national who says the CIA flew him to Afghanistan, where he was questioned and tortured. Separately, Italy is investigating the alleged CIA kidnapping of an Islamic cleric from Milan in 2003, who was flown to Egypt via Germany. Prosecutors in Germany have also opened a criminal investigation in connection with the case. Eberhard Bayer is the lead attorney.
Landing a CIA plane on German soil is not a crime. The crime is if a kidnapped person touches German soil and is forced onto another plane bound for a third country, in this case, Egypt. This is a violation of Germany's laws of constraint and a deprivation of liberty.
Sweden and Norway have launched inquiries into possible CIA-operated flights there, and the Danish Foreign Ministry has asked the CIA to avoid Danish airspace altogether when transporting secret prisoners. This week, members of the European Parliament are expected to push for a more comprehensive investigation into the CIA's activities in Europe. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.